And welcome to your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday evening, May the 19th. I'm Dan Loney. This time, why it's still a good time to start up a small business. And banking at Walmart may not be your best idea. Those stories and more as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
As the economy continues to grow slowly in the post-recession era, right now many people believe that it's a good time to start a small business. But is there a perfect time to start one?
The short answer to that question is there's never the best time to start a business. You start a business when you can, when you have an idea, when you're able to dedicate the energy and the resources.
That's Hector Barrios, who is the chairman of the Latino Coalition. He says that there is one sector right now that stands out as being very promising over the next few years.
We're seeing a lot of growth in small businesses getting involved in e-commerce. And we think that that is an incredible opportunity in the future if small businesses have access to that technology and those tools.
Barrios also believes that the healthcare sector has room for growth as well.
We're still running into some challenges as small businesses trying to acclimate to the changes that have already occurred because of the Affordable Care Act. There will be lots of opportunities for businesses not only to support that industry, but enter that industry.
As we continue, one place where you probably don't want to do your banking.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Most Americans are more and more concerned these days with the fees that you have to pay at the ATM or even at your local bank. But an analysis by the Wall Street Journal showed that maybe one of the worst places you can do banking is that the bank located in Walmart stores.
It turns out that customers of the leading independent banks that are inside Walmart stores pay some of the highest service charges in the country when calculated as a percentage of deposits.
The Journal's Mark Merrimont. The surprising part of that news is that customers normally go to Walmart to shop because of the low prices. And with one bank that has a lot of their branches inside Walmart, the research shows that more than 75% of those fees are tied to overdraft and insufficient fund charges.
When a customer withdraws or tries to withdraw money that he or she doesn't have, and the bank, like a lot of banks in the country, will, you know, often pay that overdraft and charge a fee.
That's it for this time. Thanks for joining us. And remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Dan Loney at the Wall Street Journal.